The rest of the story. His name was Henry Thomas Page, P-A-I-G-E, but because of his diet, which is said to have consisted of one food only, he was called Old Pancake. And Old Pancake was born in Canada, lived in the United States during the era of the prospector, and the only time in his life that he was ever really rich was after he swindled a couple of fellow prospectors out of $11,000. Let me tell you about that. Henry was bound and determined to strike it rich. Originally a trapper, he had traveled west following the sweet, elusive scent of gold and silver. Once in Nevada, he claimed every piece of property he could get his hands on just to play it safe. Surely one of those claims would pay off. Nope, none did. So it was nickel and dime for a time until one day in May, 1859, Henry's riding over the ridge of a canyon when he gazes down at the sight of a couple of jubilant prospectors. He's too far away to hear what they're saying, but the reason for their excitement was obvious. They had discovered gold. Well, Henry rode on down there to the site where the two prospectors had been digging, and he greeted them. He smiled and shook his head. Didn't that beat everything, Henry said, that a couple of strangers had gone and found gold on his property. Well, the two bewildered prospectors turned to each other as Henry continued to explain. Seemed Henry had filed a location notice on these 160 acres for ranching, and he pointed to the water hole where the two had been washing out their sand and said he'd figured on that water for his cattle to drink. Well, now these two gold hunters knew that a jackrabbit would have to carry his lunch across that barren stretch of land, and as a ranch, the acres Henry claimed to have claimed would have been worthless, but on the chance that the land really was Henry's, the prospectors negotiated with him, and they cut him in for a third of whatever riches they found on the property. They cut him in for one third. No, Henry did not own that land. Never did, but after a while, he completed the fast shuffle by selling his wrongful share for $11,000. And that was the first genuine wealth that Henry had ever known or would ever know. He invested his money in a general store, and the store went bankrupt. He fell in love, but with another man's wife, and that lady left her husband for Henry, and then left Henry for Sacramento. And finally, the hapless prospector wandered off through Idaho and Montana. Still searching for gold, he found very little, and in 1870, despairing, starving, he put a revolver in his mouth, and he was dead. And if the lonesome death of the old desert rat they called Old Pancake is made even more poignant, it is by the untold riches which he had within his grasp, and he let it all slip away. For you see, that parcel of land in Nevada, that one-third share which Henry had sold for $11,000, that parcel soon yielded one-half of all of the silver mined in the entire United States. Indeed, much of the post-Civil War reconstruction of our country was paid for by the ore found on that barren piece of property. Well, you see, the old prospector who hoodwinked his way into part ownership of the most valuable land in the United States, Old Pancake, Henry Thomas Page Comstock, that was his last name, had only hoodwinked himself. And yet that mountain of silver and gold worth hundreds of millions of dollars was named after the man who threw it all away, the Comstock Lode. And now you know the rest of the story.